Someone's going to take a boat ride. They're going to go on a boat before Shabbos. And the Gemara has different... Exactly. He's already ahead of me. Thank you. That's Chaza. Not everyone was here yesterday. It was except Shabbos Sheni. Today is Shabbos Shlishi. Baruch Hashem, most people are back. But all right. As a matter of fact, before you turn around to me, oh, before next, that's exactly what the Gemara said over here. And after your test, that's Chazav again. From the beginning, Shabbos your test. They're not fleeing between the poros, making a young corner on the Shabbos. I met Ramurin, Varishus, Ramitz, and Shabbadon, who posed saying, Imam and Ashadishbos, Benish Ovitz, Divi Rebbe. Rashbago made a talk. Ad Khan the Gemara, the whole Gemara is 2 lines. So we've shown him the many sheets. Riff, the Rambam, Bitlon, the Shabbos. You're seasick for 3 days. After all, you get used to it. The Rach, Chumim. Toysvis, you're not a sail on Shabbos. Palamor, you put yourself into a Pikuch Nefesh situation. The Ran, Rivosh, Tashbetz, all agree. The Ramban is like the Balamor, if you saw in the, remember the, you saw the introduction of the Mishnah Brewer to Reish Mem Ches, says the Rabban is not the Raisis. What about this idea of Yishma? So we left off yesterday. Do we pass in that way? The Ram says, yes, Chai Lefsok, the Rivosh and the Tur, all the Rashbat. I, Aloch Karebi Mechavero, below me of him. Rashbag was a Rebbe's father. Fine. What's this? It's at the very end of the yesterday's shiur. What's pshat in this idea of posek? What's, you make a deal with him that you're going to stop the boat on Shabbos, or as the Rivosh would have it, the case of the Shayara, the car, the safari, whatever the group is going through the desert. One is, the psikas kshul adine melechas nochi avu Yisrael. Mr. Jones, I don't want you to do malacha for me on Shabbos. Shut face. No. It has to do with the ratio of the Bryce. What's the ratio of the Bryce? The ratio. In a fligim bisvina, pachos migimul yomim, kodem the Shabbos. Okay? You might think it's in the sefer. Rav mitzvah Shabbat on me, but if it's Rav mitzvah, posting the Shabbos. So no, don't do that. So what do you mean? It's a no on a no? What does that mean? Hayno, after Maholach and Bar Mitzvah, he tiru l'tzeis b'sof gimu yomim. Hasmuchim l'shabes, v'lo choshu l'yisla, l'cho shita k'nislein. Mikol mokol, l'chatchila ro'a l'fsak ma'anachi shishbos, v'ochein anachi yishbos, l'yia isa k'la. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, if you have to be posek, in that situation, says the this all from Orcha Shabbos. According to the Rif, Israel flogas mission bitlonik Shabbos. Wait a minute. If you stop and you put the boat down, the word aguna comes from the word yagon, an anchor. You anchor the ship in the middle of the sea. There's no bitlonik Shabbos. What? You're less seasick if you seasick. Who's ever been seasick in his life? It doesn't matter where you're in the sea, you get sick. What does it do with it? The boat's going, not going. Docha glomar, shekavona sarib, sheposik imo shabbos, yaga binomol. What? You're going to stop at the port? It's like going onto dry land? Nah, come on. This is far from the way you're talking about. Yes, the court of the rib. Hold the post like imo. Ain't no kosher the beetle, mitzvahs on the shabbos. And the inbif neyatzmu. The two separate shmooze in the corner of the Rif, he suggests. The main thrust of the sugya is watch out for seasickness. And by the way, even if you can overcome the seasickness, how? By leaving on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, after we get used to it for a while, or there's some kind of bar mitzvah which allows you to get seasick, as the case may be. But watch out, there's another problem. The goshen to malacha for you. Wow. Okay? Amazing. Fine. If he does it, he's allowed to do it. Yeah, but if Mishmosh B'Shabbos, lo yitztarech l'chozeh, v'mikosh b'kuach nefesh, which is unlikely to happen. But if he's going, and he's doing it without b'kuach nefesh, you got to tell him to stop. According to the Rach of Tchumen, you understand very well. You stop in your place. You're not moving. And same according to Toysius, if you stop in your place, you're not sailing. So according to the Rach of Toysius, it makes a lot of sense to tell him to stop to prevent the core issue which the Gemara is talking about. According to the river, it's a separate pressure. Now, what about according to the Balamor? Isu mishum shemachas has asal mashu pesakona yesh laayin to otu im yagon bulev yam yetsim echshash sakona. And the noble we said no yoshem mishtab agam l'shitoso balamor like the riff hod the posing ibo lishbos ain't a kosher klal aguf on yinin shalab raisa v'yafim yishbos lo yimolet milasos v'lochos machos ha-sakona rabosai. Because the sakana, you're going to have to do malach. That's the whole point of the Balamot Shita. Ela ikar psika lishbosu, shelo yasa goya vo yisro malachos, she'eino nitzrochos lepikuach nefesh. Ah, the same as the Kohen to the Riffi, the Pshat and the Gemara. You got a, the problem is seasickness. But it's an additional level of problem that what? Don't even do malachos, you should not, pikuach nefesh. So to according to the Balamot, the same thing. But Bikuach, Nefesh, what he does is okay. Your posek Ivo, don't do Malocha, which is not Bikuach Nefesh. So what does the Rivash say? Rivash said Befeish. Af Bispina Shemanhigim Osu Yisrael and Mutal Hafli. And he says, Bisrael Lo Shayach Livstok Ivo Shishbos. What does that mean? You see, Psikas Lishbos Yimalochas. She'ena nitzrochos lepikuach nefesh. Uvi yisro b'lav ochi poshet sheish v'mi. He's a Shomer Shabbos. No need to tell him, don't be mechal Shabbos. You see klor from the Rivash, this pshat. That's the second pshat. Ha'psike manochri, eina bo amanas lahatzel meo yisro shebo oska b'raisa. No, because the b'raisa was discussing pikuach nefesh situation. Kiddush of the Balamor, you're allowed to go in and later on have to worry about it. The psika is for a non Pikuach Nefesh situation. Here's the quote of the Riff. Ah. The Balamor, the Rivash, the Bryce, the Segas, the Yisrael, the Chas, the Asma, the Mazda, the Shaboy, the Yosef, the Nog, the Pikuach Nefesh. But the psika is not Pikuach Nefesh. Comes out of quote of the Rivash. Eilon, a Mokor, la Hatzrich, Livstok, Eranachri, Shalo Yasin, the Lachas, the Tzor, Pikuach Nefesh. No need for it. Comes out called the Rivash. However, the Tash Beit says no. If you go in a caravan with Goyim, you gotta make a condition that they should stop on Shabbos. That's found in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Men Chesed Dalet. Why? What's the source for this? What's the source for this? Maybe he holds, even in the Gemara, we don't find this. So Svara, just in the Gemara, they said to be posed with an Nachri, not do Malacha, which is not for Pikuach Nefesh, even though, strictly speaking, it's Mutter, because Adata did not do it for himself. Okay? So to a Shayara, you gotta make it upset. He should stop at his place on Shabbos. Oh, that's his suggestion, beginning from the beginning. This is a discussion we spoke about before. You do a bris on Thursday. I both say, my shul I had this week. It was supposed to be a bris on Shabbos. Okay, I got a call. Friday afternoon, the baby is yellow. They postponed the bris. So it was a tumult. A couple of doctors said, what? Postpone the bris. The doctor said, you don't have to postpone the bris. It's no problem. Who cares if the yellow is bilirubin is a lie? It's garnish. It's nothing. Brah, 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 brah. So I said, that's what we're learning right now. Even if someone who would do a going, who would do a circumcision under such medical circumstances, would not be guilty of negligence, because the possibility of danger is so remote. The Torah doesn't want to tell you to do a mitzvah even with the most remote danger. That was a whole yisod from last week. Whole yisod. The v'chai b'hem is shalom ba'olam. That even though if you don't do this, you're not guilty of violating losam al darmayecha for a friend, or nishmat not just saying for yourself. It's such a remote thing. But if you are afraid about it, and it's reasonable, the Chazon Ish is reasonable, mosnei tzedek, then you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. In the same way, concept of brisvim. You know, a doctor may say that nothing. No, if the halacha said the baby is yellow. Have to postpone the bris, especially as in this particular case, One of the family members was very concerned because the doctor had certain reservations. So it's a no-brainer. You have to postpone the bris, finished, postponed from yesterday, postponed from Shabbos, postponed from yesterday. I'm not sure what's happening today. Maybe there was another way the baby, the Reuben count the baby. Comes to mitzvahs, right? Even learning with my shiur in shul, in Yom HaYom, we're supposed to answer Pesach questions this week. It says in the Gemara, in Masechta Pesachim, that when you dip the maror in charoses, because there was something dangerous in the maror, either it was something in the maror itself, or it was a bug. To kapa, machlokas, what it means. So the Mepharsha Meth, the Rishonim Meth Kakasha, if you ever look at Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, a guy who has no karpas, he uses the lettuce for karpas, what we call karpas. Frank the Rush, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he doesn't bring the charoses till later on. It's the same, all the same Mishnah, Masechta Pesachim. Not going to be, for the first time it's going to be dangerous. So Rabbeinu Yonah answers, come on, dangerous. All year long, we eat lettuce without any kapa, without any charoses, no problem. Only when the Torah tells you it's a mitzvah to eat chazeres, now the Torah is super sensitive to v'chai b'hem. Don't even take the most remote chance. So let's talk about the tzitz of a peh. So here, it's such a passionate fight. And I'll tell you why it's so passionate. Because those who are traditionalists and say, if the Gemara says it's dangerous, there's a danger of the ultimate tzitzit b'peh, you have to do it no matter what. Even if the doctor says we don't really need it. And those who say the other way around, there's a danger of tzitzit b'peh because of infections or whatever it may be, they're passionate in the other direction. You know, people do dangerous things all the time with their children, but not for a mitzvah. So they're both passionate in opposite directions. Comes to mitzvah to be as safe as possible. It's all part of this discussion of Bechaiba. Isn't it amazing? Okay. Just a digression, but it's important for this discussion. Fine. So the Rashi Tashbez gave a mashal not to bris milah on Thursday because of the sugi of the boat. Frek the Shach, no! For mitzvah tzmutter, it's a mitzvah to do bris milah. So someone gave an answer going to the Tashbez because of posek. You can't be posek when it comes to Yisrael because you do the malach. That's what he says. Sarachiyun. Why did the Shach think about that? Says, no. He learned Pshat. Listen carefully. The Psika is not to prevent you from a matzah of Pikuach Nevesh Docha Shabbos. No. He shouldn't do malachas which are miusoros, which has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. I'm going to talk to a guy. But Yisrael is no Shach Psika. He's not going to be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, even Pikuach Nefesh, he'll have to do it. That's what the Rivosh says. No problem. That's why the Shach didn't come up with that. But the truth is, he says, the real reason is not that way. This is what we saw last time. He says not to be Malach HaMishi B'Shabbos before he got to the Posek B'Shabbos. And the Tashbez ended the Shiva Paskins like Rashbag. Don't even Psika. I'll be Malach for the Rambam fire. You don't really need it. Nothing to do with that. But he gives the MS a reason, which we mentioned briefly on Thursday, I believe it was. If I'm not mistaken. Kevan she'erev shalitchos as amila lemachar oliyachas Shabbos because he allowed it on Friday, it's not on Thursday or Sunday. Ain't ze begedet dvar mitzvah lemulo dafke b'chamishi b'Shabbos. It's a still tov sofer. So I was trying to see that we had it on the board on Thursday. The teshbetz, a little tov sofer. Maybe it should be to adin letinok shecholav and estravim b'chamishi b'Shabbos ve'erev shalemulo. Be'echon b'Shabbos means after Shabbos, shemamtin lo alachar Shabbos. I'm not sure what the original is. If you want, we'll show it. We'll go on the screen. Okay. And the only time a matzah to go on Thursday is a mitzvah. If you will not do it Thursday, you zbatel the mitzvah completely, as opposed to a milah, which you can always do on Sunday, Rabosai. Again, if I'm not going to touch base now on the screen, maybe. If you bring it to my table tomorrow morning, the Tashbetz Chelik Aleph, we have downstairs in Miss Medrash, we'll see what is he correcting this just so. Obviously, it was something else in the tshuva, which I didn't have a chance to see. Fine. How do you pass it? The Magen Avraham says, you don't wash the baby anymore. You don't wash the baby. So therefore, it's unlikely to come to Chilul Shabbos on the third day. Unlikely. Why don't we wash the baby? So think about it. To wash the baby, it's because of nefesh. Teretz doesn't change. That's why the people who oppose Matzitza say, the same way as wash the babies in the furisha din, right? Din mefurish in the Gemara. And we don't do it because the medical practice changed. So Matzitza the same. Why should we do it? The medical practice changed. And they go crazy. No, no. Matzitza is a part of the meal process. It's an integral part of the meal process. I saw in Rabbi Meiselman's recent magnum opus called Torah, Chazal, and Science. It's that big. Because I'll prove to you that Matzitza is still dangerous to this day. Against all the doctors. I mean, it's dangerous, I should say, if you don't do Matzitza. Why? Can you do it on Shabbos? How can I possibly do it on Chilul Shabbos? Every month is Mechal Shabbos. Must be it's dangerous. To which I respond, no. Not dangerous. But they're worried about it being dangerous. If they think that it's still dangerous to do a bris milah without a Matzitza, so in their mind it's dangerous, and it's Darkei Sholem Olam. They are traditionalists. They don't think that the medicine changed with respect to this, even though it changed with respect to washing with hot water. Okay? But the question that becomes, those who think that it's completely... Those who will admit, put it this way, those who will admit there's no danger whatsoever to have a bris without a Matzitza. Whatever they said at the time of the Gemara, things change, whatever it may be. How do they do Matzitza on Shabbos? You don't prepare. Pair, tube, or gauze, whatever you want. You're causing, one of our discussions you have to have, I guess, after Yantif, is the Melach of Shochet, the Tilas Teshoma. Take a little bit of blood, it's already Nisa Dorai, so what's going on? That's Rabbi Mazman's right. It must be, they consider it to be dangerous not to Matzitza, even in Tav Shinai and Dalet. I want to be Docha the Raya, perhaps. Based on the Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, open up the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer the Milo. It's a bit of a digression, but these are topics that people are screaming about in both directions. Be a little bit calm. Don't scream so much. Just, you know, give everyone a little space. Those who say it's dangerous to do a bris without the Matzitza, they're based on the tradition of the Gemara. Those that it's dangerous to do the Matzitza B'Peh are based themselves on what doctors are saying with Manazeh. Okay? If you ask me personally, neither is dangerous. Not dangerous to skip the Matzitza, not dangerous to do the Matzitza. Again, I'm talking from where I'm coming from. It's so remote. So remote. But we respect the opinions of others who are all bent out of shape in one direction or the opposite direction. That's a Gemara here in Rebbe Lezer de Mila. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. End of the Gemara. Remember, the very end. The last Rashi, the last line. The last line, the Rashi. Ubatofas Dabris Mitzvah. Kidiksiv. Gam Esbedam Brisko. Gam Adbedam Brisech. The fire text. But all the Mesukanu. So Rashi to the Chiddush, aside from the Sakana aspect of Matzitza, which used to exist and maybe no longer does, according to those people who accept that view, is an independent mitzvah to take out blood of Mila. So if the person is a bloodless Mila, it's a serious halakha question. Serious question. You have these clamps that prevent blood. It's a serious question whether that person is a kosher or bris or not. So Mimela, a little blood of blood is a mitzvah, so more blood is a bigger mitzvah. Right? So therefore, that's why it's permissible. Not because of sakana, because of a mitzvah. I want to refute the raya that the doctors today really hold it. It's really, really a sakana, as long as they're not doing matzitza. No, not necessarily. But again, those who are convinced by the sense that Gemara said it's dangerous, and we don't find that explicitly the changes, we do find it comes to heating water, so it's still dangerous for them, okay? So even though we might not think so, they're, you know, the Mosnei Tzedek, they'll say, the Chashash of the Gemara, even though it's the modern medicine doesn't hold from it, it's still enough to warrant the Chilul Shabbos. I'm just trying to be as how should I say it, accepting of every opinion as we possibly can. Which is important in today's world. Everyone is my way or the highway. You have to try to be a little bit more accepting. Okay, there. Fine. Let's go, Rabbi, a little bit further. So we do Bris Milah on Thursday also. That's our minute. The Yekas don't. Otherwise, most of us do. So too with an operation. It's a mitzvah. Oh, but here, Mr. Brewer says, "Psikas leikuva when yavah bavada lechalas hashabbos." And he quotes the Marival and the Radvaz. If you're sure you're mechalal Shabbos, he's not allowed. It's not for sure. It'll be mutter. Fine. Ad Khan, this beautiful piece, all about this discussion. Is that fascinating? This is the Aruch Shabbos and Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel. I just wanted to show it to you, Rabosai, what he had to say. Good. Let us now turn our attention to a number of other important things which are over here. Where are we? Watch this now. We discussed a few times the issue of itiru sofa mishum chilas. A doctor goes to the hospital to save a life, or a hatzalah volunteer, may that individual return on Shabbos or not. We spent quite a bit of time on it already. Time to chazer it a little bit more. So an erevin, I used to see this. They give you a payah l'charuach. Normally, Rabbosai, if you stop and end up in the middle of nowhere, right? So you can only go out payah l'charuach where you were on erev Shabbos when Shabbos came in at Ben Hashmoshes. But if I'm somehow I leave to a different place, I can't move. I have dalams. Can't move. Mamash can't move. You're stuck. Sukkah's in erev. He will give you a break. We'll let you go al payah l'charuach. Pirush Rashi. Where'd you go? Where'd you have to rishus? Eidus haChodesh, Hatzul min haGayis, or min haNor, Chachama bo'olei Yaled, a doctor, b'kitzur a doctor. Normally, if you go chutz l'tchon, you only have arba amis. You went rishus, they gave you a special kula, 2,000 amis. Fine. Rabbi Gamliel Azaker, Mishter Rosh Hanukhav Gimel. Where'd he get from? Itiru sofa mishut chilos. Him lo yatiru lem la'alach alpayim amal l'chol ruach, אל יצטרך עולם בתוך דלת המוסעת, אשר תצא שבס, יש חשש שמלכתחילה לא יצאו להסיל. Amis, you wouldn't want to be stuck within four Amis for 23 hours. You don't want to do it. You can't move. Some of us would like to be stuck because we can't move. Okay, you can sit and learn in one place for 23 hours, that would be devolving. But most of us are not in such a majority. Okay. What do you see? You can't go back home? Not only 12 mil was a Shabbat d'oraisa. No, you can't go back. Even the Rabbanans, lo itiru shemachdina, itiru zavah shem klasa. Why? Because alpayim is the Rabbanan for sure, and you can't go back. Finished. But in Erev Mem Hei, it says, if someone went out to fight a battle against the Goyim, you can go back with your ammunition, the Klei Zayin. Okay? I said the rice of the carry. What's the shot? The answer is, they're still dangerous. The Goyim won the first battle. Well, no, we're afraid. Because once it was a story where they didn't take their ammunition, and the Goyim took it, and they killed us with our own ammunition. Special case. What? Special case. Can't no head to Klali. This is a unique case. Maisa Shoy. Fine. Good. So the Rambam writes, watch this. Mutu lachzot b'chizayit shalahem l'mkoma b'shabes k'deh shalachshin l'asadlov. Wait a minute. Go home! Right? Pashup shot. Lachzot. I didn't say to where. Lachzot. And even though the rice can't get carrying your ammunition in the street, she's a rabbin. Not l'asadlov. Shabbos and books for d'oraisas. Wow. D'oraisa. Sarachin. It's against the Gemara. Not only that, I'm close to Gemara. Chav Zayin Yizayin. You want to save people about Pai Mamal Choruach? That's it. Only if the Goyim are on top of us are we afraid to leave the ammunition there? A steer from Perek Beis to Perek Chav Zayin. The whole world is this kash. A steer. Says in Mekevas HaMishnah, you have to say, I'm in Perek Beis, Kitzim B'dvarav, and you rely on Perek Chav Zayin. That's not a brisk terence. That's a balabatish terence. The way it was out of the steerer, in Beis he was relying on the Chav Zayin. That's 25 prokem later. God, that's not the Rambam style, Rabbi said to me. You may never get that far. Even if you're Chabad, the Rambam of Perek a day, it's 25 more days to get there. There's three Shabbos in between. Where you do those? Yes. All right. L'choy shalakam lomar. Different. Rambam in Perek Beis, only by Melchama. By Melchama, you're matzah tfei. Chav Zayin is no Melchama. That's his terrence. Gave his own original terrence to discussion. His own original terrence. Murdered an original thought. An original thought. The truth is, Rabosai, the look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Tes, Siv Tes. Shin Chav Tes, Siv Tes. He didn't give this teret about Melchama. Because the when the Shulchan Aruch paraphrases the Rambam, in Shin Chav Tes, Siv Tes. He writes as follows. Kolayotzim lahatzil chosin b'chlei zayin l'mkoma. Hey! Doesn't say only in case of Melchama. Unless you want to say, then why does he have to zayin? It's implicit. If you go into the Hatzal, they don't carry guns. Right? So, some hospitals maybe they should. But they don't. So, that's implicit. It's talking about Melchama only. Maybe. If you look in the Chafal Mishnah Berurah, Ayin lekamon v'simen tov zayin. Tov zayin means you can only go back 2,000 amos, and the koma should not be taken literally. That's the mekeres of Mishnah's teretz. So Hashvera teretz. Hashvera teretz. Now, that's a promise theory Mishnah here. Go to Rambam. And Shulchan Aruch, Chof Tes, Eino osik medina melchama v'tzarachin. I already told you. Eino osik, except maybe the word klizayinam, maybe means it's only melchama, maybe. Now, watch this. Watch. Mincha Shlomo. Herech. Lo itiyah finis to Rabbanon. Then he says at the end. Chasam Seifer. Yeshlach abis to the Rabbanon. Okay. Kvahar is okay. Yeshlachel. La'achzal b'lemkom ha'idei nochri rabosai. And Rav Moshe is matim to Doraisa. He's not happy with that. How does Rav Moshe answer the steer between Perek Beis and Perek Chof Zayin? An ingenious answer. Rav Moshe, it depends what kind of a role the individual is playing. If he's going for a significant battle, and the battle is a battle. Let's take a look at the Lashon Rambam again one more time. Look at this. Erevin has a whole discussion over here. You can't take it back. Hasn't the first we saw me a goyim, nor my polis. But both sides, what do we call this? The emergency management office. Someone from my community works there. And when there's an emergency, they may have to work on Shabbos because this guy Rabin, Hurricane Sandy. And I my guys who are Pakuach Nefesh, Mamish, and you can't see it for an individual. We'll get to a little later. Rabin. Yeah? So this fellow, when he went, if he had to go, I don't remember if he actually had to go or not. If he went to work in his office when Sandy was a danger or whatever other danger we had in the public domain, he knew he was going for the long haul. Look at this. There's a Nar. There's Sandy. That's what happened. The Hudson River came up. Mapolas Khalil is a... What was that, a mudslide? You went a mudslide somewhere in the West Coast? Gefährlich. Gefährlich. 10 people died in the mudslide. You know, look for people, try to save a life in the rubble. They try to save lives there. It was terrible. Or the war. This is a long-term project, Rabosai. You know what so the fact that you're stuck within Alpayim Amo, it's to be expected. You expect it to go away. As far as you knew, the campaign would last for the entirety of Shabbos. LMI, instead of lasting for 24 hours, it lasts for 10 hours or 20 hours, and you have an extra few hours to come home. I'm sorry, you expect it to go for the long haul, give you a pie mama, and you stay there. Contrast for a measure of this is in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis in Rambam, what happens? Was it suddenly a sudden thing? A sudden thing is a just quickly. So you plan to go. Quickly spend off the guy and come right back. It's a very short idea. The It's a very short idea. It's a short campaign, a short ishtadlus. You expect to come back right away. If you're not, you're not going to go again. That's Hatzolah. Hatzolah goes for 10 minutes. They do their job. So they're lying all the way back. Rav Moshe is an ingenious distinction between the two Rambams. One's long-term. You got to stay within. You expect them to go away for a long term. If you expect them to go away for a short period of time to do what you have to do and come back again, we let you go all the way back. That's the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. Unbelievable. Ingenious Chiddush of Rav Moshe. Maybe we'll have a chance to look at it at Rav Moshe Dalet Pei in a few minutes. But the Chasam Sofer, he tells over here, correctly, Reish Gimel, Muchar B'dvarah, Shesoveh, Shemachma, Sohitiru, Soveh, Mishim T'chilasan, Mutter Aflasas, Malachas, Doraisa. Shlomo Zalman doesn't understand it, but it's true. He said it. He did say it. It's absolutely true. It did two Chasam Sofer. This is another one. Chelek Vav, I wrote it down somewhere. Chelek Vav, that way I wrote it down. There's another Chasam Sofer, Chelek Vav, where he also says, you can do a Doraisa. How can it be? Shlomo Zalman says, in Tinyana, Bismanenu, look at this now. Whole of the rabbim alulim limonim and so on, and surah chacholim and stop the shosham and so on. Question is he basically backed out from his first shuvah, Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph, he writes at the end of Ches, a long, long shuvah. And I know there are some people who are not going to come. Too bad, I can't be matter. Well, Chelek Bez is matter. He says, Hittigam chazorah, yosem a paramamal of kol she'edah chazorah lazu yud beiz mil. Oh, he made a pshar of Shlomo Zalman. For the Rabbanans, yes, but not for the Raisas. However, okay, so you can turn off the motor of the car. We discussed this about before. Your friends are going to do problems. Okay, good. But, Rabbosai, there's more. We're not finished yet. More. Watch this. What happened in Rosh Hashanah? 40 pairs of Edom came to give Edus. And if you stop them, Rabbi Gamliel says, Machshila Nosla, they're going to come next time. And they went to Rosh Hashanah, and they took their food. The rices, the rices, the rices. Why is Eretz HaKodesh different? The matter of the rices? So Shlomo Zalman, a miracle convert. Chazal lo choshashu, she'odom yimna melahatzel nefoshes, v'yavah lo salab lo samad amriyach v'lachashah she'ashluch l'achach z'beisa. As opposed to Kiddush HaKodesh. Very ridiculous, Shlomo Zalman. Kiddush HaKodesh, that's so important. So if I'm not going to do it. They have to give you encouragement. You can go and take your food and carry your shizram daraisa. Otherwise, they're not going to come. But you mean that guy is not going to come to save a life? Of course he'll save a life. He'll drop everything, no matter how inconvenient. Everything. Yes, says Rabbi Masudim Shlomo Zalman, or says the Orach HaShabbos himself, we see it with our own eyes. Yesh chashash amiti. Amiti, true, not just a real chashash. Shimlo yatiru la'azolim komam yimnu mipam acheres milalepas, which is absolutely true. They're not going to go next time. Kom bekivutas anoshim osegas ba'agoshas ezer rishona. Hatzala. Vem dekroi bide pava yide machshir kesha lavol l'mikrim shishon chashash takona. Ono misharim shekorom levadai shim odem zeh ye odem ibeis ul kamen pama b'meshach shabash lema. He's going to be missing a whole Shabbos. His wife won't let him go. Let's talk tachlis. So what's saying? She won't go. She says, Yanko, I can't sit at the table with myself on Shabbos with all the little kids. You're not going. And he has, I always kibbutz. He has to pick up the damage of his wife. She shouldn't kill him. I mean, I'm using that only figure of speech. But Shalom Bayis, Stuart Shalom Bayis, Chatzah Shalom, Stuart a Jewish home? Yeah. So he's not going to go. Let someone else do it. They'll turn off your Hatzolah radio. I won't even know. They'll be as battle on the Shabbos. Hatzolah will be battle ultimately. There'll be no Hatzolah on Shabbos. Enough wives will get together. What do they call it? This, you know, what they told me they have, just to make it to wake everybody up. It's something they called, what's it called? Football wives? What they called them? But the husbands will also watch football on Sunday. Or Saturday, and they get really crazy husbands. It's crazy Hatzolah husbands. What about Hatzolah wives? That their husbands abandon us, and it makes a support group. And they want to say, what? It's crazy. Take, what's the wife going to do? In the middle of the night, when he's asleep, she'll take his radio, and she'll hide it somewhere. She'll turn it off. She won't hear. That's what happened the other day. I'm just dramatizing what the Aruch HaShabbos is saying. He calls the Chazan Ish. Ein lesa lerofe anosea b'Shabbos t'tzorach tipul b'chole laos in mechonisa lebesa. Tishlach shilo lasad lavo shisarav l'tzor b'Shabbos l'chole. And they call this from whom of not the biggest machma in the world, the Grizmi Brisk. As his father once said, they said, Rebbe, you're so lenient on Shabbos Yom Kippur, you know it's a machmir. So what Reb Chaim answer? I'm not a makel nichol Shabbos Yom Kippur. I'm a machmir pikuach nevesh. So the son of the Brisker Rav is the same way. The Chaddish is the same way. All they're done with the same way. The machmir pikuach nevesh of Bosar. And this fits what we said before. And he'll find there in our master why didn't go. Then he wants to say one thing. This is an interesting question. That's only people who are shchichim. It happens all the time. Rofei, a doctor, or a hatzolah volunteer. But an individual, never happens. It happens once, chad pami. Nah. We should all then go back to a goy. And only tok atchum and chutz atchum. I want to make a pshara over here. I would say only to a goy. Even here I would say only to a goy. Hatzalah, because they're, you know, it's a tight schedule, they never know where they're coming or going. So most Hatzalahs, except for I think Williamsburg, maybe Borough Park, they drive back themselves. There's another sniff for both sides. It's not just Misim Tchulasa. They need the ambulance back in the home base. So yesterday, we'll get them on a cell phone. We'll take 10 minutes extra to get there. So but serious there. The doctor, I would say, if you have to go back, just go back where they're going, the taxi. First of all, doctor can afford a taxi. Right? Even after Obamacare, they can still presumably afford a taxi to get back home. I assume wherever they're going. All right, that will take a collection. I'm not happy with doctors driving back themselves. Jews are not even happy to drive near themselves, but they should try to arrange for if they have to go with a taxi. It depends if, again, we spoke about it already last time. It's better to go with a guy. You have to go with a guy there and back. If you have the time, but. A private person, a guy, okay. But in the nearest night, we can be makel, even chutz l'tchum. I have a guy, I met him on Shabbos. He called me a few times on the phone. He's a doctor, and he's going to a residency, and he may go to a place in Westchester County, and he asked Rabbi Neventhal. Rabbi Neventhal said, you can go back with a guy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, right over here. But, Chutz Tchum, to my plekas from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, I of Neventhal, I'm not going to stick my neck in between these two giants. So I told the fellow, give me a picture of the hospital. Maybe we can arrange it to Tocha Tchum. Because Tchum is a complicated parish. You have to you make squares and this and that and the other thing. And I told him, listen, I can't pass them either, but I'll say one thing. You're in America. America is Rav Moshe's home court. So in New York. If you want to rely on Ramosha, is what to rely upon. But, truth to be told, Ramosha wasn't so makel over here. I remember Rav Neventhal told him. Ramosha was makel for Hatzalah workers going for a short stint. The guy is a doctor, going for a long period of time. I don't want to tell him that, but he had Rav Neventhal told Ramosha's makel. I don't know who might have been a party pooper. But not so pushing. The kids are, he wanted to be makel on the ground that maybe Tchumen Yud Beis Mills to Rabbanim. But Rabbanan, there's certain leniencies to be had. And even if he's a doctor in the hospital on Friday, you'll say, is there Friday? What kind of Rehobitius of Mishim Kilos? Let me tell you one thing. A doctor who, if we tell him that you're here on Friday, you can't go back home, his judgment will be clouded. He will be making decisions under a gun because he has to get home because his wife and kids are going to be very upset if he doesn't get home. And if you tell him you can't go home, you're stuck here all Shabbos, he will find someone else to cover for him, even what he really should do with himself. It's human nature. Doctors are not malachi asharis. They have wives, they have children, they have Shabbos. So they're going to make Chalila Mechas a decision. You know, Alan, he doesn't need me. Let the resident do it. And maybe it's really not the resident, doesn't know how to do it so well. So I don't know, to keep his vision unclouded by this kind of sheikh, as I call it, sheikh of a mishpacha, I believe we have room to be make on these kind of situations. Okay. And he says you can go back if there's other pikuach nefesh situations. This is all very important. Where's the source for Chazon Ish? The stipel is set in the name of Chazon Ish. So it can't be more reliable than that. And what's his conclusion? Ask a chacham lekabel haraos beferotos. Because obviously every single case is a little bit different. Okay, but I just wanted to show you what it says in this beautiful sefer, Ochel Shabbos Chelek Gimel. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Beautiful. I love the sefer. I love the sefer. Now, let us now see one more thing in this sefer before we go to another one. All these forms are so beautiful. Watch this now. Look here. He wants to know about Easter Kal versus Easter Chum. Should I do an Easter Kal to prevent you from doing Easter Chum? Pasha's not. Shabbos Dav Dalet. Chateg is Yisra Chavercha Nema Kashamata Sashenim Easter. But since when is an Easter Nitha maybe Kuach Nefesh? You're allowed to do it. The whole discussion over here. I don't have time. In principle, Rabbi Osai, in principle, you get an impression from here, you should not be doing Issa Kal to prevent your Chaver from doing Issa Chomer from Bikuach Nefesh. Of course, I'm Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv. Also, last is Issa Kal, Tel Noah's Hachola Me'asol Issa Chomer Le'ha'sa'la'so. That, Rabbi Osai, is true, Rabbi Osai, in principle, halacha lemaisa, I don't accept it for a second. Let me tell you why. Watch this. Look, I call a doctor or an ambulance, the cholish from sakana. And while the doctor's out of the way, the cholish gets better. May you call the doctor to tell him to stop him from going, turn around and go back. Well, no. He's going beheter, it's a mitzvah. Don't call him. That's the shah. Lechara, you have no head to call. Because assuming it's also to use a phone, which we do, you can't use a phone to prevent him from doing something. He's doing a beheter. Meredith. What do you say about this? Watch this. Watch. Oh, tells a story. Amazing story. A bach was missing, and the way he was, they sent out the police to look for him on Shabbos. Maybe Chasron Chablev, who knows? So they gave certain attire. He writes, so wait a second, Shalokadin? He didn't have to go to his grandfather's house. He was there. He said, yes, he didn't let him go run around the whole country. Then the whole city. I prevented them from doing many, many malachas. So what? They did it for Pikuach Nefesh purposes. Oh, watch this. Watch. The state of Poshut, whenever they look for people, they look for the most likely place. It's Tabo Sheyim Matzeh. They'll do it on Tuesday the same thing. To do it on Shabbos, the same thing. It's more than that. It's a Toeles, the Etzem Ha'atzola. Why? Watch this. If he was not in the grandfather's house, the people would be more careful to look for him. Because they know he's not the place where he's supposed to be. But if they would not check there, well, why should I go out? Why should I look for him in the forest of Yerushalayim when Libi Omali is in his grandfather's house? It's always that way. People are looking all over the place, and the kid comes back. May you get on the phone to call off the search? Well, no, let him keep searching. Let him keep searching. At first glance, no, let him keep searching. What's the answer, both sides? Chas v'sholem. Because if they know that it's possible, he's home already, and they didn't tell them because of this pshat, they're not going to look anymore. Makshino sodavo. It's 100% true, Rabbi Osai. If someone is found or the person has got better, call immediately to tell the people to go home. Call up the search right away. That's what we do, of course, in the Hatzal Riverdale. Right away, tell them, go home. He's found. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Okay? These are very, very important yesodos. So now, about I wanted to show you a few chidushim. This Adkan of Rose today from the Sefer called the Orchel Shabbos. Now, one of our others from, you can get me on, if you can, is in the Siv Chaim. Did you get that? You get it for me? He has a discussion of the Gemara, Mem Beis Amar Al. Open the Gemara, Rose, everybody. Mem Beis Amar Al. Mem Beis Amar Al. Top of the top. Okay? That's what it says in Rashi. Rashi. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, no. Rabbeinu Chananel says, go, Moshe, shall have the rabbi to go. Say, that's nachash v'kibur gachel ha-shamachas. It's man shicham. Vishchora! Rabosai. You've heard all, I'm sure you all heard about this past winter, about black ice. So many people got hurt from black ice, they tripped, they broke their ankles. It's terrible. You know, it's this terrible icy season. Well, guess what's even more dangerous than that? It's black fire. You have a gacheles shell matis, and you can't see it. If you hit it, chas v'shalom, you get killed from the heat. He's shchora. V'ro'os adomo shitzonenes. V'she'ein v'ad mumis ki gacheles lo cheshes. V'nim su b'nei adam li zogin bo, v'ir mutter. For as long as it's dangerous, it's visible. What's he saying over here? You can be matir d'oraisa for nezer d'rabim. What's the case? Matechas. Amazing. So the Machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, what are you matter for in this Niska the Rabbi? The Rabbana is according to Shita's Rashi, and the Rashi is according to Shita's Rabbeinu Chananel, which is the opinion of the Rambam. Fine? Fine. Good. Interestingly, the Mefarshim explained that the Rambam passed the Melachash and the Tzir Leguf as Chayat, so it's not a Rabbana. Take a look over here. Under the Rashi Lo Shayach Kibur Bahachi Midaraisa, Rabbi Kivega says, look at Kuf Lamed Dalet, where it says over there, in effect, it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. Where does it say that? Rashi Kuf Lamed Dalet Amal Aleph. Let's follow the paper trail. Rashi Kuf Lamed Dalet Amal Aleph. Rashi says, Kivei quotes it over there too. Big Acheles. Rashi Demasel, Big Acheles. About a tenth narrow line. Shaleit, also the Shaykh Be Kibui. He should also Pecham. Gacheles Shamakas Lo Shaykh Be Kibui. Then an Asa Pecham. That reminds of a famous Mishnah where, which parak? Pecham, sound familiar? Remember Ligan. Have a look. I hope you remember that. Chav Tes Amud Beis. It's found the paper trail. Chav Tes Amud Beis. We all know this Mishnah. Those Davin Ashkenaz, Davin Sfar, a different story. But Davin Ashkenaz, I hope you know it. I hope you got a shul on Friday nights. Yeah? What does it say? Rabbi Yossi Potem Kulam, Kutman Apsila, Meshu Osa Pechon. Says Rashi on the Mishnah. On Dav Chav Tes Amud Beis. Also pecha, the kibbutz there having malacha at tzricha legufa. Other than that, it's ain't tzricha legufa. Good, so we chaz it over briefly the whole sugya of Nachman Beis with the various opinions. Fine. Fine. Now, as I said to you before, the Rambam says that Malach Hashem is Shvichul Gufa is Chayim. So how in the world is he going to explain this Gemara? Take a look at the Rambam for a second before I show it to you here. Rambam, look at the Rambam on both sides. The first Shema on the Rambam. What about the ones on the page? Al Adaf, yeah. Magad Mishnah. Look at Magad Mishnah. Watch this. Oh. He says, Pshat Gemara, Say that's Nachash. Kevan de Rabim de Zogimbo, Choshele, Kisakonas Nefoshes, or Bosai, Nezek de Rabim. Even though most people are going to survive, one person won't. So too with this issue of the potential danger in the street, the hot coal or the hot piece of metal. Most people will be okay, but one person, that's enough to be considered in the category of Pikuach Nefesh. I want to show it to you in this source that we just put up. I want to show it to you. Inside. Are we at that stage? Oh, no, no, for sure. Pikuach Nefesh, a whole discussion about Pikuach Nefesh over here. Let's take a look and see what he says. What happened over here? This is page Tav Chav. You see what I see? This is Tav Chav. Tav Chav Gimel. How in the world is that possible? When they did the, on the screen, they skipped the page? The page I want to show you is missing. Talk about Murphy's Law. I will say. This is Murphy with a capital M. They have every page except the two I wanted to show you. So I'll say it to you about Pep, the kids in Imran. He explains that one person is gonna have a problem. One person. And he suggests something very interesting. There's another Rambam. I'll show it to you. I can't show it to you. I have to go back to the original source. It comes with the Tova. Back to the Rambam. Where am I? Rambam. Rambam. Very good. Aleph. Watch this. He says the Rambam's Lishitasa. Watch this over. Look carefully inside. I'm sure I can't share it to the secondary source, but maybe it's better we see it this way. Watch this. A Sugis HaGemara on that Kufra of Aleph Mebeis. Ramban, they said these snakes, right? If they're not running after you, only call to Rav Shimon, who part is Ein Shichul Gufa. Call to Rav Yehuda Tosin. Not because of the Nevesh Gomer. Ein Rotzim Achrov. Against the Rambam, who paskins the Rav Yehuda. And he considers it because of Nevesh, who Behera Osam Bavad. And they said they didn't run after you. Why? So he suggests the same result. Nezek the Rabbim. This Gemara Membeis, Rav Osai. This Gemara Membeis that uses an expression in terms of the gacheles, and the gacheles shematches wasn't more than an expression. Lo yizoku barabim. Take a look at the kuf chaf aleph and beis. Give a look. Kuf chaf aleph and beis. I read the entire sugya Gemara. The Gemara discusses over here various chamish and arog and b'shabes. Gemara says birotz and achor v'divrei akol. The first wide line. Birotz and achor v'divrei akol. So, right? So this then, the Rosh and Achav, the Divrei HaKol, okay? According to the Ramban, only applies to Rosh and Achav. But otherwise not. Pashtus is the same Shaila, Rabosai. It's a very remote chashash. A very remote chashash. You know what? I have an idea. A lot of what the Nesiv Chaim said is repeated in the next few pages. A lot of it is repeated. Although we're missing those pages. Watch this. Where is it? Hold on. The previous pages. Watch this. Ramban Daf Mem Beis, you're allowed to put out the Gachela Shematris, even as an Issa Daraisa. Hezek Rabim. Say that's Nochash. Hezek Rabim, you saw it. Ramban says, how can it be? Temu, Echa no matir molocha gemur, Mishun Hezek shal molocha psakonis tefashis? Vishemo, kol Hezek shal Rabim, kisakonis tefashis choshev leishmur. In the Nochash. The Magavish said to Rambam that the Gaon and Rambam. Says, no, it is. What's Pshat? He found it in the Franklin Rambam. If you have a Franklin Rambam, you can open it up. Pirish Kadmim Mitzrayim. Quote. Ramosim Amazikin Gaon Nechoshim Dechuyi Shabbos Etzlakon Devoshes. Tefichach Emayonoshkin Avapish En Mamisim Muto the Tzodan Shemayobim Yishichosim Lidei Sakona. What's Pshat? Ramokom Rabin Chayshinan Sheyochol Echon Mehem. So although it's remote than any individual, but there's so many people there, the integrated chance of all the very small chance of the Golden Nevesh will rise to a level. That's what he says. Watch this now. There's another machlokes. We just said it. Chamisha Mizokim. Do you go? The Ramban says, no. Ein Zanochan. Should the Bidin Pekuach Nevesh in the Hogel HaHatzim Shul Yichol HaHatzim HaBin Inyan Acher Ein Rotzen then I have to Ein the Pekuach Nevesh Mish and Amshah Pekucha. He's okay now. So again the same Shaila. Rambam's like the Oruch Chayav HaRemes Shem Noshim HaMisim Vadeg on Zvuv Yom Mitzrayim Mut LaHorgon Peshabat Sheyiru Sheyiro and you see it. And Magavish and Raman argue and they find it. He says L'Shitasa Rambam L'Shitasa Rambam L'Shitasa. The Rambam holds like the Bahag, Niska the Rabbim is Pekuach Nefesh, Magadish, Tzad Rochel. And therefore Nezikim, even they have the after you. Rambam and Shittoso. But Sossi, amazing. The Maril Disco, look at this, is incredible. How odd. The Maril Disco was known as the most chomadik, he was the brisker rab before the Beis Halevi. He is Machmashim and Machmirim. Machmashim and Maril Disco was so strict. Look what he writes over here. Pillay ploy. Take a look at Moshe in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Take a look. Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. I'm going to get caught up in the middle of this, so I want to shut the story down. Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. It's told that Agad Golem, their view was not the same as our view. They saw things that we can't see. Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Is this correct? Something doesn't look right. Typo. It's not the first or last typo. Let's take a look. It's not Yud Aleph. It is Yud Dalet. Typos all over this. It's far. Yud Dalet. What does it say? He learned this already a long time ago. His daughter is being taken with Klal Yisrael. You have to run on Shabbos. Says the Mishabur, says the Ramo, Ayin Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud. Says the Mishabur Nun Ches. Bago, he's a Shom. Misharotzim La'onso Shiyavar Averi Gadola, and Mechad Olam Shabbat Latzilo. Ain't still the car. The Hosa Mari, Sharotzim La'onso Shiyavar Averi Pamachon. Ulahachi afilum hi aver gedola tu avod zara and so the chal shabbat atzilo the mechal shabbos gam kins over avod zara Hashem came kan she tishor mu meres with chal shabbos the olam. That's a really good way to look this a while ago. So far on both sides, nothing new. So far The Maral Diskin argues on the Mishnah Brura. Now, could we, maybe we can get Maral Diskin. Just hit me now. Maybe he's in a responsive. Maybe he's on the shooting. Maybe, if we're lucky. Maybe. Let's see if it's here. Any luck? No, I'm afraid of that. Okay, it's not here. But anyway, what does he say? Something amazing. Amazing. You know what the fear is, Rabbi Osai? The fear is that this person, particularly a child of a bita, his daughter, who was taken out to do an Aveira. With a regular Aveira. You know what the fear is? She will die rather than allow herself to do the Aveira. Now, in three of the Aveiras, she's right to die. But maybe never not give their rights. Everyone knows the sugya of Esther Karkaola? Who would like that sugya? Famous sugya. So she will die rather than submit when she's not supposed to do that. She's passive. The one Ksumasav Gimel says, Mishum Snuos and Mishum Prutos. They stopped getting married on Wednesday because they would snuos and would die rather than submit to the Hegmon Tchila. They would die. So we and our Pekuach Nemesh are worried that people are going to give up their lives, whether correctly or incorrectly, and that's also considered to be another misakana. Can you imagine that? Says the Maral Diskin, you'll tell me, it's so remote. Come on, it's so remote. You allow this at the rice of such a remote thing. Look at the Maral Queen Zariah. Unbelievable. Look what he quotes. Tosis. Mesech the Sanhedrin, relevant to what's coming up soon. Watch. Visharabu anos l'mani arnuna. V'yimtoma mishim arnuna hitiru lachwa shul izroa davisa daraisa. As the Chazon Ish said, you don't be careful with Moshe Tzedek, open the store. You don't open your store, you're going to die from starvation with your family. Someone's going to keep their store open on Shabbos. As it says over here, they planted on Shemitah. Planted on Shemitah. Now, planted on Shemitah, the first Torah says, no. Shemitah is my dead Rabbon. Enoch, he says, no. To a Matthew, he says, the Raisa. What's the Raisa? Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Shesholem HaMelech Mas. The king's going to ask him for his tax. Right? Because he expects him to plant the field and have profit from the field and get paid tax. The Elohim Maya Frenu, who and I'll put him in jail. Umasin Bitfisas Amalek. Whoa! Can you imagine? We'll allow you to plant on Shemitah. What are you afraid about? You're afraid of what? What are you afraid about? In case the king's gonna ask him for the tax. You won't have the tax. They'll put you in jail, your giant jail. How many steps ahead is this? Even that's included in Pekuach Nefesh. Not only that, the Maral Diskin quotes to Yerushalmi, I couldn't find it. I looked in Yerushalmi, I couldn't find it. Yerushalmi says Chayei Nefesh, that part I did see. But the Maral Diskin quotes to Yerushalmi and says, wait a minute, this works for a poor person. A poor person, Rabbi Osai, who has no money. What about a rich person? Can a rich person plant a shvi'is? So he quotes the source, I'm not going to find it, please find it for me. A search engine somehow or other. It says that it's permissible to do it, even if you're rich. You know why? He quotes Mishum Kisufa Da'aniyim, the embarrassment of the poor people. If the poor people see that the rich people are not planting on Shemitah, they won't do it either. But that's an embarrassment to say, I'm poor. I can't afford to pay the tax man. Wow, Samara, what's going on over here? A rich man has all the money in the world to pay up the tax collector. Is it a Bimachal Shvias Daraisa? Why? Because they're afraid the poor man will be embarrassed if he, the rich man, doesn't do it. And then what? Listen carefully. And then what? If the poor man doesn't do it, maybe the tax is going to come. Maybe he'll put him in jail. Maybe he'll die in jail. Whoa! What does it remind you of? Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. What was the famous story? Shlosha She'ochlu. The famous short story there that the Yiddish writers wrote. There was a cholera epidemic, I think it was 1848, if I'm not mistaken. Of Yisrael, Islam was in Vilna, got out with Yom Kippur with two of his chevre bezim, and they made kiddush in front of the whole erlem in the main shul of Vilna. And they ate cake, kiddush. They weren't sick. They weren't sick at all. What did they do over here? The Mechal Yom Kippur? They weren't sick. What was the answer? This, maybe this was the source. I got to find the source. In the Nesiv Chaim, I just read through from the original, the page that I can't find for you. It must be some kind of a little bit of a typo. I'll give you two sources. Maybe they're both typos. I don't know. If you can find it, I'd appreciate it. I really want to see what it says because it's so relevant to our whole discussion. Look what he says. Maril Diskin quotes. It says in this Sanhedrin, Paragimel. I assume at the Rishamim. I assume. He tirugam lashir behind him a ship kisufa danim. Whoa, shash rochok. So Yagod on Shinvav Sifin Aleph because he's afraid that the person is going to submit to the guy, not going to submit and be killed. The people were very angry at Rabbi Yisrael Slater. How dare they be Mechal Yom Kippur? What was his cheshem? I'm sure it was his cheshem. This source, whatever it is, Shabbat, whatever I can find it. If I won't eat in front of the whole island in Vilna on Yom Kippur, there'll be people, there'll be at least one person, this is for the rabbi. There'll be one person who has the epidemic who will not eat because the rabbi won't eat, you know, he's supposed to eat, and he'll die. To prevent that from happening, I'm going to eat in the main shul in Vilna to prevent that person who's a sham somewhere in Vilna is going to die out of embarrassment, not embarrassment, out of fremak. He's not going to eat Yom Kippur. Wow. I believe I'm Sternberg in this beautiful say, why don't I have a whole piece on this? Because if Yisrael Slater right, well, the other's right. Probably it's his shayla. It's his shayla. How far do you go? And if Yisrael Slater was a tremendous machmer, because that preceded the briskets who came a little bit after him. And I'm also a brisker. I mean, so that from that perspective, I have a brisker training. Did I ever eat Yom Kippur in my shul so that people were sick? I'm not Rodrigo, we don't have to thank any epidemics. But we did have an interesting story. Some of my shul, an older man, refused to eat. So I'm davening mincha, it's mincha. Who's chazor has a shatz of mincha. Although, the truth, I would have gone in the middle of my mincha b'lachash too. Pikuch nefesh. Doctor taps me on the shoulder. Mincha chazor has a shatz. Rabbi, the fellow downstairs. Now he's in the corner of the rock, this story goes back many years. And he's hyperventilating. I says he should eat, and he refuses to eat. He never ate his whole life. His name was Sam. I went down and said, Sam, you have to eat now. Rabbi, I never ate in my life. I'm Kippur. I said, Sam, if you don't eat now, I held him a hostage. If you don't eat now, I'm going upstairs. We're going to stop the services. I was going to come down to tell you to eat. We're stopping the davening. No davening in Young Israel Riverdale. We're stopping the davening in Kippur. Everyone's going to come down and not going to go up until you eat. Yeah, that was a threat, but it was not an empty threat. I would have carried it out. Stop the davening, and then to make the man eat. He wouldn't come out. What did he know was? So my threat was good enough, and he ate. Baruch Hashem, he survived. And I'm a mach achpedach briska. In this respect, I'm a mach pikuach nefesh. Okay, I just want to show you this. I'm asking somebody, do me a favor, find this. It's page Tav Chaf Aleph, but I can't show you. You read me on the page. He quotes Paragimel. I assume he means Yerushalmi Paragimel. I'm not sure. We know the Yerushalmi. He quotes over here Yerushalmi Shem Chayin. I looked in the Yerushalmi. I looked both in Sanhedrin and in Shvi'is, and I couldn't find that Kisufa Daniyim, which I'm looking for. So if you find that, I'd be much appreciated. Karamosai, I just want to show you how Gedolei Yisrael, how far they went. Now, of course, Moshe Tzedek. And some accuse of Yisrael is not going too far. He went beyond the Moshe Tzedek. Okay, I just want to show you how our Gedolim responded to these things. Fine. Oh. And perhaps we should say, and I can't show you this either, I'll show you, I'm going to read it to those who have it, a new word. This is the page that's missing. Maybe the machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rambam, Magen Mishnah, is l'shitasam again. What's that machlokas? We had Magen Mishnahs all over the place, right? One, we had two. How do I get back? Do I want to get a different perk? I have to. What do I have to do here? Go back here? Let me go back here. We had two places already now. We saw that the Rambam is more Meikel and the Ramban is more Machlokas. One, this is the Rabbanaf Mem Beis, and two, we'll call this the Rabbanaf Kufa Falaf Mem Beis. He suggests a fascinating thing. This is a remarkable possibility. I wanted to share it with you. Rabbi Mishnah for Shabbos, again. What happened over here? What happened? Am I in turn? Where am I? Am I in Magen Mishnah? Yeah, I'm in Magen Mishnah. Wow, I tell you what, halacha? So they didn't tell us what halacha. Okay, halacha yud aleph. There's a different system here. See if it works. Yeah, look at this. Kosev Ramban, the called tzorchei chol af al pi shish b'chol shakana b'shinui. You do it b'shinui. Always b'shinui. Loshen Rabbeinu nireh she'ein chol shish b'shakana b'chol shinui el ha'chaya. Why? Why? Nireh Mimei, I told you this. Kehev Eoledes V'chavolehem Kedavet Tidush. I don't understand. Who cares if it's natural? I want to take shots natural. Will not lead to Behola. If it's a Behola, then... But they were used to this. It's not the first lady have a baby. That she did either before... See, here's a question. Is it before the birth or after the birth? Chavoleho is all before the birth. Right? Here's his famous quote. V'ein achas me'elef meisim achmas leida af al pikein tzoch ha-shabbos. Just shini if you can. But only once in 1,000 years it's not tzoch ha-shabbos that chasam sober from yesterday. You shouldn't confuse 1,000 with 1,000 years. There's trillions and trillions or quadrillions of kind of what's called past that. That's once every 1,000 years how many cases there are. Okay, Rabosai. So he wants to suggest that achlok l'siram and rabbi l'shitosa. Because if you do b'shinui, it may lead to some stalling or asking. Maybe there's a fear. Yavu lishos b'chol malacha v'gam shiyavu l'ochokam lisho. Haidu ashinui. V'nimtza mishtab v'pula l'atzvichol v'yistak anachol, as Yerushalayim said. That's what the Rambam is worried about. Rambam's not worried. The Shittoso. Fascinating. I'd love to show it to you. I just can't. It's just missing this page. Tov Kof Aleph. I apologize. It's here. I'll leave it to you. Please feel free to look it up, and someone has to find me that Kisufa Danim, which I assume is in the Yerushalmi. I assume. Fine. Once we're here, Abosai, let's go. We love the Sefer so much. We love the Sefer so much. Let's see what he says on something else. Let's go back. Well, see, I have one problem which I need you to help me with, and I really need your help. Watch. Pikuach Nefesh. Okay? Pikuach Nefesh is where he starts this whole discussion of Pikuach Nefesh. And he starts at both sides with the Haggos Mordechai, which we have to put on it. Tov Samach Gimel. He calls the Machlokes about Shinu and Oshinu. Take a look, Abbas. Look inside. Tov Samach Gimel. Abbas, look. Tov Samach Gimel the Mordechai. We call Haggos Mordechai. Be together. Tov Samach Gimel. In the new Gemaras, here we go. Page Mem Hey. Look what he says. Hanisha Maguna, Shalsha Magdamin. I, Menachas, Shnei Tainim, Shnei Uktin, Hatzchola She'ein Zmano Bo. Avokan Zmano Bo, Byom Rishon Leido. Whenever Zmano Bo, We don't ask any questions. We just do whatever has to be done. If there's time, then maybe we should shecht instead of giving the machalos to Surah. Why? He saw this already. Chul Nav Zayin. Tzadikim and Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe the Kol of Aleim, Yisus, etc. And this means, but it's maybe the Kol of Yisus Skila. It's a Bishmok, it's not a Yisus Chepsa. The Kol is a Chepsa. That's what we spoke about a long time ago. The kids in there, if it's Bahala, you do whatever has to be done. If it's not Bahala, go slowly. As the Mamanacha, it's not Sam of Dalit. Fine. Now, Rabosai, the Ramah, we know. Let's take a look. Let's see inside. First inside our Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Beis. We've been here before. I have to see it again. Very important. Rabosai. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Beis. Rechava says, don't use Goyim. Yisrael Gedolim. Ramah, Yeshomim. And it's so tricky. Every word is has to be measured. The Em Shel Asos below Dichoy. Ubalo ichur, ayadei shinui, dupe shinui. Efshe de goi, below ichur klal, also where they goi. Vechei noagin, mishti gru lamed zayin, taz kosa, the lav minig vesikinu. No! No! And the taz gives three reasons to reject the Rambam. Three reasons. Let's see if we can find them in the Berhate of Hay. I'll have to show them. First question, first reason. Atamach shela osid. Sounds familiar, right? Shem yirush achshav shein osim ragadein yehudi. Yisburu. Shesh isa de Yisrael. Ulefam lo yehen yehudi matzui. Adezeh yistakan achol akmosh b'mashem tina len yehudi. The Ran said to the Farish. We saw the Ran. It's reason number one. Reason number two is because you're not supposed to ask. We saw Hashol Hareza Shomer Domin. Just go. Go. We saw that God's Mordechai. And the third, right over here, he says, again, it says, Yeni Rishalmi. Hazori is a raisin mishubach. We'll do a better job, we'll be faster. Now, both sides. Wait a second. Here's the problem. What's the case? Is it a mokum behola? Nope. Mokum behola is nothing to talk about. We just saw before, you just run. No, quite nothing. So the Pashup Shah and the Taz, his next case will be a bigger Behola. So even though this case is not such a tremendous Behola, still, you should do it through a Yisrael. Do a Yisrael. That, let me show you this inside. Watch. He quotes the Or Zeruah. We saw this Or Zeruah before. If there's a guy in front of you, let the guy do it. The Rambam says no. The Yisrael should always do it. Why? Hanishos maguna shol shavu damim v'yimbaso lechalek ben hecha she'achav b'faneinu lecha she'ena b'eino pamim shatav maybe another day she'ela as a question hilchach mistabe dechol hecha dikasav nefashes mechabi Yisrael afagav dikachav b'faneinu. Chol, the Chol Dvarav, Hutra. And here's another reason. Pikuach Nefesh is Rizus. Pei Dalin Beis. Shiu Beatzus Bepulas Atzol Kamika Sakona. Hazar Zeruah Mitam Zed Chazal Koveya Shapulos Hanasim Shabbos Atzorak Yidol Choshver Sakona Yeyosu Kederach Shanasim Bechol Dimnobu Lahachmer Olav Lidakte Bechol Pulos Shema Yochol Asosu Bishinu Ayadei Nochri. Or you'll come ask a chacham how to do it. Give me what, Rabbi? What's a shinui?
Tavu Chazal, Ein Tzor B'Shum Machshava V'Zboinunus B'Shas HaPula, Ela Yase Kedarko B'Chol. Same. It was a Muftach She Yase B'Zvizus Kedarko. Shabbos is like Tuesday. V'lo Yishtar, Kevin She'en Shum Tzor B'Shelo V'Machshava Nosevet B'Shas HaSiyas Pulus HaTzolo. Right from the Yerushalmi, Nishal is a Reza Meguna. The Chacham should tell everybody, don't ask me questions. Run, do. What they say in America? Shoot first and ask questions later. Just shoot the Chalila B'chatz to hurt someone. Save someone and ask questions later. It's like Gos Mordechai, we just saw it. We just read it. Right? Just read it. Ein medaktegim. Gedolei Yisrael, Rabosai. Meshubach. He quotes the whole story. Just run to do it. It's Rizus. Okay? Fine? Fine? And he quotes the Taz. Said the same thing. Quotes the Ramah. And here was the Taz of Beferish. Look. Tema! Tichihechi diyesh yisal. I said, Akul mimesh dochel shis atel. So too. Makshilam lasad. Biyir akshem shayin osam ade akum. Rag ade akum. They'll think it's an Issa, the Ran still a fairish. There's no goyal, we mistake. There's a word for it from the Ran. I'm Akshin Asad Lavo. And by the way, even do the Raisa. Quotes the Yerushalmi. He's going to be asking, he shouldn't be asking anything. Hazar is raised in Meshubach. Gimel Sibus. Chazara. Three separate reasons the Taz puts into the one paragraph. Number one, next time you look for a goy when there is no goy around. Two, Hashoel, it's Shofir Damir, Nishal Maguna. Don't ask questions, just go run, as saw that in the Mordechai. Three, Hazarat Meshubach. Let the Yisrael do it. Why should he give it over to a guy? So the Taz argues on Shinoi, he claims. He's on the Meshinoi. Why? Mikshol, you look for a Shinoi. How? Starts throwing, how do I make a Shinoi over here? What do I do for a Shinoi over here? Here, give an example. I want to make a telephone call. How can I find a stick so I can press the thing without the... Shina will take time also. And what's the second time of the task? That Shoal, Shofar Zavim, Mubuna. You see over here, also for Shinoi. Passion only for Shinoi at all. Because there should be a shayla about it. Azor is a reza meshubach. That I did in Shas Behola, give up a teenage Shinafaliyam. The words Azara's Meshubach are found in Yuma Pedal when a kid is drowning. That's the biggest Behola possible. But it's not limited to that case. Ela Bechol Asiya Shabikuach Nefesh, Afilu She'eno Shas Behola, and you can do it through a Goya Meshinoi? No! You do it normally with Yisrael. As the Rambam said, Kachol! Kachol! What's the Hagbul of Tzamtein Pula Satzala? Shutluyim v'pratim v'dinim shonim lo yizdareis ha'yisroel ha'soso. Especially as another did it. Wow. Wow. Shabbos is kachol. Shalo yisva mea. Zrizus. So the Magad Mishnah said, don't do a shino either. For the same reason. And when we have both sides, it's very important to see what it says over here. Very, very important to see what it says. This is Pshati suggests. In the Magad Mishnah of Kol Tzorko. Rabbim Tomu, Maduit Hiruzeh. A very big of art. I love this. Look what he says. In Atrichenu, Livdok, Machol Pulo, Pulo, Maech Rechi, Mesukun, Umaeno Rechi, Mesukun, Nimsa, Shepomim Yishtar, Vele Yizdaris, Koroi, Mepulis Atzola. Start clearing. Ooh, is this necessary? Is it not necessary? Timashinu, Gun Nachri. Just do whatever they need for the Kola. Don't start pimpling your shtav, your bonein. The chalpula, yeah? And that is their advaz said so. And this is quoted in the Bir Halacha to some extent. What their advaz say? He said it's a bit of a different word, I thought. V'rav v'shishim k'tzas tzorech efshar. Shem lo tas lo ad v'rav v'shishim k'tzas tzorech yobo l'dvorim sheyesh v'm tzorech harbe. No. That's not my word. He says a word, I won't do anything because I'm going to be pimpling whether you need it or not. I'm saying it, right, Vas? It's a different word. You're going to take something which, in point of fact, you do need, and you'll mistakenly think that you don't need. the two separate chashashas are both sides. The Radvaz is, I was told, Kwan of Bir Allah is afraid, if you have to make a call, whether it's needed or not, you'll make the wrong call. You'll say it's not when it really is needed. He's saying a different word. You'll make the right call, but it'll take you too long to make the call. Right? Take it too long to make it. You start consulting. Two different words, if you ask me. I don't know if he has the right shot in the Radvaz. Look up in the original and see if you think that I'm right or he's right. I'm not exactly sure. But now what he says. Look at this. If this is the case, Yoledes, Chiddush Nifra, at the end of this Chiddush. Yoledes, Moda Magad Mishnah, De Lassus Malachas, She'ein B'mniyasim Sakon. Why? Achol Eshiyesh Bo Sakon, Achashina Neshiyui, Uchid Ematzinu Shech Mir Shal Yishana, Flo Yasa De Nachri, Chelo Yemad V'malachas, Afil She'ein B'mniyasim Sakon. But Yoledes, Rebosai, Mefurish B'shas, you do it machine, you chuf chesem and beitz. The Magen Mishnah explained why. Not a sakana yet. One in a thousand. Domativi. Who are then? The yamad b'malachos shein sakana b'mnios and kamakamosh kasavdu. But to rest is chesh lemach nefrayim. What do you ask in the Magen Mishnah? The Magen Mishnah says, kol tarach of mechalin. Can't be. Based on the mefurish and gemara. What's gemara? What gemara? What gemara? The Gemara says, "Abraisa demhoisa tzricha lener madlikela." Frank the Gemara pshita. It's bikuach nefesh. Im kidvarov. If the Magen Mishnah is right, lema dechidusha shminot the madlikela alfa pisha einim liyasa osa drasakana. Hey, say the Gemara is telling you that chiddush. Eret elamai. The chiddush is not true. That's the raya against the Magen Mishnah Maf Nefray. Says the Nesiv Chaim, no, lo koshimidi. The Bioledes Moda Magen Mishnah, the less of the head is that, who can mold the Oledes boy Shinui, who are din, they last of Urum and Lochos, Shemim Yosem Sakona, as he says. A Chiddush Nifla Menorah in the Nesiv Chaim, to answer the Kasha of the Maf Nefray. Does everyone agree with him? Absolutely not. So we're out of time. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, we'll finish this Inyan of Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. But hopefully, halfway through the Shia, maybe even less, we'll start the new Sugya of Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. Okay. We find me that. I'll just get that. Wait a second. Take a few.